And big thanks to Indeed for supporting Earn Your Happy. You can trust Indeed as a hiring partner because they want the same thing you do, to find quality candidates. Start hiring right now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/happy. Offer valid through March 31st. What is actually running your show? What program is actually running in the background? And whatever you say after "I am" when you wake up in the morning is what you are manifesting for the day, the week, the month, the year. Welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of Light Pink, best-selling author, three-time fitness world champion, and I'm a crazy, multi-passionate entrepreneur. My journey has taken me everywhere, from being a broke waitress, barista, retails associate, and personal trainer with massive anxiety and no belief in myself, to later becoming a multi-millionaire in love with my life. In 2007, my husband and I lost everything. We found ourselves hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt at rock bottom. We had no ideas, and I had no education to fall back on. This is when I found personal development and learned everything I could about business. Not by choice, but because I realized no one was coming to save me. The conversations on this podcast are going to let you know that you're not alone and that we all feel like we don't know what we're doing. We're going to give you the tools to help you face your fears, take action, start your business, and grow those massive dreams that are keeping you up at night. It's time to create a life that you can't hide from and put so much on the line that your higher self is forced to come out. You're going to stop waiting for someone to approve of you, and you're going to anoint yourself. Because I'm obsessed about building businesses that give women a platform, I want to feature you. So if you text the word podcast to 310-496-8363, you can get your questions answered on our Q&A segment along with a shout out. And if you rate, review, and subscribe to this podcast, we're choosing someone every month to get coached and featured on our show. It just might be you. So let's get started. Hey everyone, welcome back to the podcast. It's time for another quickie because there's always time to fit in inspiration. And we have been listening to your feedback, and you have been saying that you want to get to the podcast quicker. You want more content on manifesting, on growing your business, on really dealing with the emotions that are behind everything that you do. And we are listening. So we're working on all of those things. And I just have to take a minute to say thank you so much always for your feedback, for shouting out on stories, for letting me know your thoughts and takeaways. That's truly how I get to know who's listening and really get to know my listener. And not just that, it is really how we know how to serve you better. And, you know, one of my goals is always to impact more people with this podcast. And I have to tell you that last month we celebrated on social media 1.6 million downloads in the US, but I later learned that that was actually 1.6 million downloads just for the US. And we were actually at 2.6 million downloads for the month globally. And I think that when I take a minute to think about that, 2.6 million people in 1 month downloading the podcast, that is so mind-blowing. And what I want to tell you is that when I started this podcast, what is it now, 4 years ago, 5 years ago? The first year I remember the podcast hit 1 million downloads in 1 year. Now, that in itself is actually amazing. That in itself is huge for podcasts. And I want to tell you that no matter where you're at, no matter what you're hitting, no matter how many likes your posts are getting, it's all just feedback. And I was listening today to a Gary Vee podcast on our walk, and he was talking about how people have started complaining about different platforms. And the one thing that you can always look at is to say, you know, these platforms are free. And platforms are giving you feedback at all times. And the other day I was getting upset because some of my posts, I was like, man, this sucks. My posts are not doing half as well. Like, actually, they're not doing even close to what they were doing. Some posts are so low that I'm like, should I delete that? No, absolutely not. It's always just feedback. And the platform is telling you what people are wanting. And people right now on a lot of platforms are wanting reels, right? And a lot of people are realizing that if they don't like that, what is another platform that you could thrive on? Is it time for you to become a podcaster? Is it time for you to learn how to do reels and TikTok? Is it time for you to grow your email list better? Is it time for you to really focus on a modality in which you love to grow instead of getting mad, right? Because these are free platforms. We are in such a blessed time in the world to have a modality like this that we get to do this on. And I just wanted to share that it's all just feedback. First of all, I want to thank you because podcasting truly has become a platform for me. And again, it's become a platform because I've been doing it consistently for almost 5 years now. That's a long time to show up every week, not know who's listening to you, and to also feel like, are you adding value? And sometimes I don't know what to say. Sometimes it's extremely hard, but then I get to reset and say, oh my God, I'm so grateful. Even if 10 people listen, even if 20 people listen, I get to impact those people. When I really start focusing on it, that's when you can free yourself up to grow. And if I'm being totally transparent, I do not think about that number, 2.6 million people. That would completely overwhelm me. Like, yes, I'm so grateful, but I can't think about 2.6 million people listening in to my voice. I would literally have to edit the crap out of this. I would have to sit for hours and research something to try to sound smart. Instead, I've decided that this podcast is a come with me. It's not me saying, let me show you. It's literally a come along with me podcast. And I hope that that frees you up for any content that you're creating in any platform that you're choosing. It's really a come with me. And that's really going to free you up to be you, to screw up publicly, to do all of those things and say, hey, I am on this journey. I warned you. I told you I'm just going to be showing what this looks like, right? So come along with me or don't. Look, we're searching for ease in all parts of our life, especially at work. So take your team to the next level with a hiring partner that makes it simple to find candidates with the right skills. And that's Indeed. Indeed is an unbelievably powerful hiring partner where you can attract, interview, and hire all in one place. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites hoping to find candidates with the right skills, you need one powerful hiring partner that can help you do it all. Find great talent through massive time-saving tools like Indeed Instant Match, assessments, and virtual interviews. With Instant Match, over 90% of employers get quality candidates as soon as they sponsor their job post, according to Indeed data. Candidates you invite to apply through Instant Match are 3 times more likely to apply to your job than candidates who only see it in a search. And I mean, I have to be honest and blunt here. I don't have time to sift through all of the digital stack of applications with a bunch of unqualified applicants who don't have the skill sets that I need. Plus, I need the right people applying to work at my company. Speaking of the right people, did I also mention that Indeed is the only job site where you are guaranteed to find quality applicants that meet your must-have requirements? And the off chance that you don't, then you don't actually pay. So start hiring right now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at indeed.com/happy. Offer valid through March 31st. Go to indeed.com/happy to claim your $75 credit before March 31st. Indeed.com/happy. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. It was just a moment for me to tell you, you never know what your stuff is going to turn out to be. And the only way to know is to hang in there long term, especially if it's a modality that you love to use or talk on. Find the one that you would do best on and stick to it. If I would have even told you after a year, like, hey, you know, this isn't the number that I wanted, even though that was a great number for me. But for anyone who's not hitting the number they want, it doesn't mean anything. You guys, things can catch fire year 2, year 5. I believe it's Jen Sincero's book, You Are a Badass. I think she had that book out for 1 or 2 years before it even caught fire. Like nobody even knew about it. And it became a bestseller over and over and over with millions of copies sold, which never happens with books. It's so rare that she did not get that until year 1 or 2. I think it was year 2, if I remember correctly. So just a reminder that what are you thinking in the background? What program is running? What is actually in your energetic field? And today, this is what I want to chat about, is what is actually running your show? What program is actually running in the background? And whatever you say after "I am" when you wake up in the morning is what you are manifesting for the day, the week, the month, the year. I had a realization last week that I was saying in my head over and over, "I am tired" when I wake up in the morning, and "I'm overwhelmed." So you can imagine my brain immediately said, look for every reason you should be tired, and then look for every reason you should be overwhelmed. And what we're going to do is we're just going to lock that in and reinforce it so that you're right. Your brain wants to be correct. So if you say, "I'm tired," yep, that's because I woke up three times because the dog got in and out of the bed over and over last night. Yep, that's because Bananas threw up in our bed last night. He did. And literally, you guys, you're going to look for everything. So this morning I woke up and I almost said, "I'm tired." And I said, "No, I'm happier, healthier, wealthier, more fit than I was yesterday. And I am going to create miracles today." And that is what I focused on all day. And I will tell you that my mood has drastically shifted. I'm so transparent on this podcast that I share that I really struggle, especially in the mornings before my workouts, with getting my mind right. I can be extremely negative and feel really down. Like I can feel very down and out or very down on myself. And this is why I have this podcast, right? Because I could talk about this stuff all day long because it is my work. We teach what we need the most. So my work is always, how can I raise my vibe? How can I really look at what's in my energetic field? What am I attracting right now? And I realized I'm attracting overwhelm, chaos, and to look for what is wrong and why I should be tired. And so really look at what the program is that's running you right now. Are you saying things like that in your head? "Oh, I'm so tired. Oh, I'm so overwhelmed. Oh, I don't know how to do that." Every single one of those needs to be replaced. So what do we do? Whenever you catch it, you're going to just replace it with something that feels more empowering. So right now, whether you're in your car, you can think about this, or whether you are sitting at your desk or sitting at home, just go grab a piece of paper or your notes, pull up your notes on your phone. If you're driving, please don't do this. You can just think about it if you're driving. Pull up notes on your phone and write down the honest truth about what programs are running you. What have you been saying in the back of your head? Is it, "Oh, no matter how hard I work out, I'm still chubby. I still don't make any progress. Why am I doing this? None of it matters." And then something around that could be, you know, if you're really working on your health or whatever that is, it could be, "This matters for me. Working out changes my mood. Working out keeps me strong. This is not for short term. This is for the long term. This is about my health. This is about my mental health. This is about strength. This is about making sure that when I'm 60 or 70, that I feel good and I can live the life that I want to live. This is important. This isn't just about how I look. This is for me. This is for my mood. This is for my mental health." So something around that. And for me, you know, "I'm overwhelmed." That's something that I was saying all the time. I'm overwhelmed. Or do you get to have the opportunity to solve problems because you're now aware that without challenge, you are actually not fulfilled? I was on a walk with Chris and I said, you know, it's funny because sometimes I sit and I look at my life and I say, I just want to make a life where I'm doing things that I only want to do. And while, yes, I am trying to create a life doing things that I only want to do, I really looked at, okay, what would those things be? And while they're amazing and they're fun and they're incredible, they're all easy. So I know that for me, if I create a life with too much ease, even though it's fun and I enjoy it, if I'm not challenged, I'm actually leaving out a compartment that needs to be filled for me in order for me to be truly fulfilled. So not only do I need to be doing things that I enjoy, but I also need to be doing things in the direction that I love that is challenging for me. And I think we leave this one out all the time. So something big that I've been reframing is when I say I'm overwhelmed, I say, "Oh, nope, I'm just a little challenged today. And I know that this is the thing that makes me grow, reach my highest potential, and feel accomplished. So yes, I might feel a little challenged today, but how can I face this in a way that makes me realize that this is the thing that I get to work on? This is the thing that's going to make me better, is learning how to either face this better, how to delegate better, how to create better boundaries, or how to let go of this anxious feeling, say a prayer, and know that I can just show up to each task moment to moment and get it done. So what is actually running your show? What are you inviting into your energetic field and what are you not? So I'll tell you what is in your field and what is in your your thoughts? Is what you are going towards creating or attracting? So don't stress if you've had shit in your field, right? We all have those things that we're like, oh God, is this what I've really been doing? As long as you start changing it and catching it and noticing it, it doesn't have to change overnight. You're always going to notice things in your field that could improve. And it doesn't mean that that shit sandwich is going to show up at your door tomorrow. It just means that that is what you're more focused on. And you just need to be like 51% more focused, just a little bit more focused on the good than you are the bad. And then you can slowly work on that, right? So first of all, you can't do this practice without grace. So I want to remind you, if you are having that moment that I had that I'm like, I really have been kind of running from a negative space, no wonder I'm feeling how I want to feel. And it's not that I haven't been getting good things, because good things are still coming because I'm still in that good place 50% of the time. But honestly, some things probably are not moving in my life because I'm coming from a fearful place or an anxious place, an overwhelmed place, a tired place, like, can I really do this place? And my work is to focus on that and say, I have grace, I love you, and you can absolutely change this thought. Just choose it right now. What do you want to think? What do you want to be feeling? What are you going to use this challenge towards? So I'm sending you guys so much love. I hope that this helped. Take that time to notice what's in your energetic field and to write something around it, to write your turnaround statement, right? What is that turnaround statement going to be when you notice and you say, nope, I'm going to turn this around, because we don't want that in our energetic field. So I'm sending you so much love and just massive gratitude for you again, that you have just been listening and someone who can allow me to do what I love the most as well. And that is to share the journey, to say, come with me. It's just the deepest, deepest honor of my life to be able to have you guys to share this with. So sending you so much love. Do the thing that is on your heart. I promise you, it will all turn out the way that it was meant to. Until next time, earn your happy. Bye, everyone.